thinking about that one got me to thinking about this one. Oh, also from 2008. What do you know? It's like a 2008 special here. I don't know. I got this on the mind, thought I'd play it for you. This guy is now a member of the Wild Feathers, and the jury's still out whether those guys are any good or not. I don't know. They're hit and miss for me. They do some good stuff, and they do some boring stuff, and I don't know. Seems to be doing well for himself, though, but I kind of miss this stuff from Learn to Steal 2008. This is Ricky Young. Still about the radio.
Guitars lying in bed like they mean something to each other. It reminds me of your little head and CDs under the cover. The dustpan in your hands sweeping up what you won't remember. And headphones in between my knees. The vinyl melting in the winter. I was in Chicago when I was broke. I don't remember smoking, but I remember smoking. T-shirt and jeans and different color eyes. One more stop, the suicide. Got 23 methods of being me. I wanna know where they come from. Please, please, be sweet to me. I don't have the strength to call home. I was in Chicago and I was broke. I don't remember smoking, but I remember smoking. T-shirt and jeans and different color eyes. One more stop. All of the scenesters were on the scene. They whispered and they screamed. They brought their microphones, they brought their guitars, and sang songs about you missing me. And they sang songs about you missing me. I was in Chicago and I was broke. I don't remember smoking, but I remember smoking. T-shirt and jeans and different color eyes. Stop the suicide. We were in Chicago when we were broke. I don't remember smoking, but I remember smoking. T-shirt and jeans and different color eyes. One more stop, the suicide.
Solo, why do you have to get solo? You've been waiting in the sun too long. But if you sing, 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 for the love you bring won't mean a thing unless you sing, 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 sing. Colder, crying on your shoulder. Tell her everything's gonna be fine. Surely you've been going too early. Hurry, 'cause no one's gonna be stopped now, 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 now. Sing, sing, sing. Sing, 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 sing. For the love you. Something going on today, but I say nothing, 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 nothing. Now, 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 now.
John Newport. that's ridiculous too. Nothing on which to found a country. Still it makes me feel good, knowing in some obscure, conclusive way they are connected with me and me to them. They are connected with me and me to them. They are connected with me and me to them. They are connected with me and me to them. They are connected with me and me to them.
There's we'll cap off our little journey back to 2008 for some random reason. From XOK, that's part of a poem by Alden Nolan from Mr. N.Q. Arbuckle and the gang. Before that, Glenn Campbell, Sing from Meet Glenn Campbell, and Ricky Young with a song called Acoustic Guitars from an album called Learn to Steal. And I was just looking back at my 2006... our 2008, you dummy, compilation, and it seemed like, well, I mean, it was an amazing year for me, that's for sure, you know, greatest year of my life, but good year for music, and I don't know, is it just me, or did a lot of people kind of peak in 2008, or just plain drop off the edge of the earth after that? I don't know, you tell me. So looking at my 2008 compilation, okay. Let's see here. Well, Calexico released a good record called Carried to Dust. Have they done anything worthwhile since? I'm not so sure. Wickham Porteous released 3 AM, I believe that's his last solo record, 2008, and what a good one it was. Matthew Barber released Ghost Notes. That was a terrific record. I don't know if he's done anything really worthwhile since. Arbuckle put out XOK. That for me is the peak of the NQ Arbuckle canon. What else have we got here? Where's another one? This is turning out not to be good. Oh yeah, Alejandro Escovedo released Real Animal. That for me is pretty peakish, that's for sure. Langhorne Slim and the War Eagles. Remember that record? Whoa, is that a good record? I don't think he's done anything worthwhile since. Not that great, anyway. Griffin House put out a great record called Flying Upside Down again. He's done some decent stuff since then, but that for me was pretty much the peak. Let's see who's on the second disc here. Oh, Christina Martin released Two Hearts. That, for me, is a peak. Serena Ryder released Is It Okay? That's a career peak right there. Meet Glenn Campbell came out like we just played there. Glenn started his downhill slide after that, unfortunately. What else? Let's see here. This is fast and riveting radio, I think you could say. Elliot Brood released Mountain Meadows. I don't think they did anything worthwhile after that. The Drive-By Truckers, Brighter Than Creation's Dark. That's a pretty great record. I would say that's at a peak, but their new one, their latest one, is pretty stellar. Let's see. All right. I think we're pretty much done with this, aren't we? Luke Doucette and the White Falcon, Blood's Too Rich. That was a great record. Hold Steady, Stay Positive. That was a great record. So there you go. That was 2008. Now, I'd say that a lot of people kind of peaked or disappeared after 2008, but what do I know? All right, here's a few new things. Some of them, actually all of them are new today, so I haven't really sat with them very long, but I like them so far. And I'm going to play in the middle of this sandwich. The meat of this sandwich is a song that that has some bad words in it. And you know, you're mature people. It's late enough. You can handle it. If you can't handle it, we're going to play you one song that's about 6 minutes long. And then you can tune out for 4.5 minutes and then come back for a sweet little instrumental tune after that. That'll work, hey? Here's a little charity single from a guy who we like. We love him as part of a band called Easton Stagger Phillips. His name is Tim Easton, and he put together this little charity single last year. Just found this today, and it's pretty great. Supporting a homeless support charity. And the song actually features Aaron Lee Tastian in the background on this track as well. It's pretty great. You can find it on the Bandcamp. It's called Rocks and Gravel. This is new from Tim Easton. And then a song with some bad words, but I like it enough. I'm going to take the chance. And then a sweet little instrumental tune. You're listening to Steel Belted Radio. Oh, maybe I should tell you. Oh, here. Here, let's take our break. Oh, that didn't work at all, dummy. CJUM 101.5, UMFM, University of Manitoba. There we go. That's our break.
Just here's to the rear view. Whatever helps you.
That was pretty, wasn't it? That was brand new from Bill Bourne from his album Hummingbird, which you can get for free, by the way, off his website. I gotta warn you though, as beautiful as the record is, if you download it, if you're obsessive about, you know, all the ID tags being right on your downloads, you're going to go nuts when you see the mess that that record is. Oh, my God. It's just a disaster. Every song is labeled track number one. Every song has every file has a different title than the titles that are on the website. Oh, it's a disaster. It's good, though. That's pretty. That's Winter Light there from Bill Bourne. Good to know old Bill's, though, still out there, still kicking around, still thinking about his 100-year plan and stuff. Bill Bourne. Oh, the stories. Before Bill, we heard something from Bonnie Whitmore. She put out a fine record last year. Finally just tracked it down today. What a schmuck. It's called F... with Sad Girls. And we heard the title track off that. And we heard something new from Tim Easton and Friends. A song called Rocks and Gravel. And I've been thinking about, you know, I try to not just look at the past for the year. I'm still trying to make my 2016 best of list. But I try to look at the future as well and try to figure out what I'm looking forward to in the new year. And I've been making my list of... Yes, that's better. My list of releases that I'm looking forward to in 2017. Short list so far, but I thought I'd play a couple things from some folks who are putting out records this year just to kind of end things off. I want to know what you're looking forward to. What else is coming out this year that maybe I'm forgetting about? You can still call me for another 10 minutes or so, 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM, jeff@telebandagohome.com, or mention it on Facebook or Twitter. Here's one. This is an actual demo from an actual record that is actually coming out this year. Very much looking forward to it. It's another collaboration between our friends Jim Bryson and Oh Susanna. Susie has this kind of concept record about growing up and listening to punk rock music in Vancouver as a teenager. It's called A Girl in Teen City, and I'm really looking forward to it. And if you pre-ordered the thing, you could have got three demos from the record, but I'm going to play one of them for you now because I'm that nice.
Wolf boy, I saw you alone in the dark of the theater down in the 23rd row. Right then, I wanted to dive into the pierce of your eyes. Into the deep of your mind. And I wondered if I would run with your kind. We ran through the woods, then we fell behind. Sometimes you were tame, sometimes you grew wild. The light in your eyes, taste the blood in your mouth, hear the blue of your sighs, and I wondered if I would run with your kind. I prayed for you every full moon. man in the 23rd row.
On the fender with Lucille and Sue Lynn, the yodeling Siamese twins, and he's making up a language with his head wrapped in a bandage, and the moon ain't full, it's overflowing. The fiddler's sawing in a minor, and he can't keep it in time, 'cause he's been eating little blue pills like candy, won't share with anybody. And old Buster's on the garbage lid, his face fixed in a crazy grin, and the moon ain't full, it's overflowing. And the elephants blow their horns for no reason. Get a boy besides a man for all seasons. And the bearded lady braids her beard, the fortune teller screaming, get out of here, and the moon ain't full, it's overflowing. Dogs are howling, there's no way to calm them down, and the dust is throwing itself at you like a junk sick prostitute, and everybody's got blood red eyes, seems to happen every time when the moon ain't full, it's overflowing. And the stars look like a head full of glitter, and no one around here knows how to whisper. Wheel spins on its own, and I will drink this down dry as a bone, 'cause the moon ain't full, it's overflowing. Sounds like a riddle. The pot's dancing with the kettle, and the tumbler lost his balance to a bottle of green absinthe. And old Sticky took a switchblade, carved Charlene's name in his wooden leg, and the moon ain't full, it's overflowing. Now the moon ain't full, it's overflowing. It's overflowing.
Around, people look what we found. Sharp wit, ain't no doubt. Sharp tongue, cut it out. Found a number on a hip. Seems she had a bone to pick. The last thing she wanted was him to roll back the stones and be praying over Madeline's bones. How many would it take? Pieces of silver, a deal to make. Disappeared for smoke, right to speak, ain't no joke. And the last thing she wanted was him to roll back the stones and be praying over Madeline's bones. Well, the head bone was next to the hip bone. Hip bone was next to the neck bone. Leg bone was next to the leg bone. Leg bone was next to the shoulder bone. Oh, hear the word of the Lord. Mm-hmm.
speak your mind, life will pay you back in kind. Make your final wishes known, let the grave be overgrown. And the last thing she wanted was him to roll back the stones and be praying over Madeline's bones. And the last thing she wanted was him to roll back the stones. Now they're praying over Madeline's bones. Now the head bone was next to the hip bone. The hip bone was next to the neck bone. The neck bone was next to the leg bone.
There's Gerf Morlick Scott. I love that guy. He's got a new record called The Soul in the Heel. Coming out officially February 3rd, but you can order up a copy now. It's kind of a secret how, though. You got to email him and find out how to get a copy of his record. It's secretive. I don't know why. But you just email him and you can find out. Go to GerfMorlicks.com. I'm really looking forward to that. That's from Diamonds to Dust. It's probably my favorite Gerf Morlick's record. Madeline's Bones. Before that, Brock Zeman from his new record, The Carnival, is back in town. If you ask him, it's not out till, I don't know, soon-ish. But you could buy copies in the fall, and he's had CD release parties all over Southern Ontario, so the thing's out, if you ask me. And we heard Oh Susanna, song that's going to appear on her new record, A Girl in Teen City, coming out soon, produced by Jim Bryson once again. That'll about do it for us today. Stay tuned for Venus Envy, Punks and Parkas, Ultrasonic Film. I'll be back on Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Tell the band to go home next Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock. Steel Belted Radio will return. Stay tuned for Terry and good stuff. Thanks. Steelbelted Radio.com.